If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Get it, Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, CRN2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcast or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. Even if it's not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. As you can tell, the boss man's not here. He's somewhere. I don't know where. I can tell you that once this show ends, I'll be at the beach. It's one of those good hot days outside here on Delmarva. Not too humid. Not as dry as Las Vegas, though. That's where Filthy Tom Lawler lives. He'll be joining me after the break. Only 5 days from now, Filthy will be facing off against Brutus Creed during Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 11 show, and I'll get his thoughts on that, the life that this man lives. A star nationwide, from Eatonville, Washington, to Brooklyn, New York. You never know where Filthy Tom Lawler might pop up. And there's a big WWE presence on that Bloodsport show, and there's probably going to be a lot of WWE presence on this show today as well. Part of the WWE roster will be traveling to Japan for 3 days of shows coming up here this weekend. SummerSlam is on the horizon, as is NXT's Great American Bash special shows that they'll be having. NXT is tonight, Brian's favorite show, and we'll run down everything they have planned so far. Raw was last night. I thought it was a good show. I hate the fact that it's 3 hours and I'm not bullish on the Wyatt Six, but they have so much at their disposal on that side of the ledger that I know SmackDown gets a lot of the attention. It's the more watched show. It's got the Bloodline and Cody and all that, but I'd argue, and I can't believe I'm saying this after so many years of hating on it, but Raw might be the best wrestling show on TV. I know AEW fans are going to strongly disagree. We'll talk about some news with them, including some good ratings from them. And the G1 continues on over in Japan. Going to get into a lot of stuff when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live. Sometimes love.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. You know we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24/7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. If you were to go right now on X and talk to at Filthy Tom Lawler, you will have a better conversation with him than I am having right now. There are connection issues because, of course, there is. We're going to try to get those sorted here at the very least before we come back for the next segment. I don't think Jim Valley has these problems on Saturdays. He's on with you at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, and on Sunday, Andrew Zarian joins you beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific. You can also make the wrestling news part of your day. I'd like that very much. Wherever you find your favorite podcast, or head over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on Facebook and Twitter. Every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started or get you up to date, or get you over to your favorite long-form wrestling review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave and Brian. There is a brand new episode of Wrestling Observer Radio available for subscribers of the website. $14.99 gets you everything the site has to offer, including all of the incredible archives of the audio and the back issues of the newsletters and site-exclusive podcasts and everything that goes along with that. $9.99 if you only want video live and on demand through YouTube, and $9.99 if you want select podcasts like Filthy Four Daily, like the Figure Four Daily shows with Lance and Filthy, Wrestling Observer Radios. Those are all available if you want them through iTunes, also at $9.99. However you want it, we got it. Just go over to WrestlingObserver.com for all the details on all of that stuff. NXT is tonight. Boss Man's favorite show, always is, on Tuesdays, Performance Center, Orlando, Florida. Oro Mensah against Ashante Adonis, lost to The V, which kind of made sense anyway, considering it's Megan Thee Stallion, and that's really enough. We don't need Ashante to do any of that. Eddie Thorpe against Lexus King. What are they feuding over exactly? Music? That's what they're feuding over, right? Like, Lexus is stuck in the 80s. He wants Whitesnake. He wants Poison. He wants all that sort of stuff. He wants to hang out with Nick Nemeth and listen to music. I don't know. Eddie Thorpe is apparently got a burgeoning DJ career with EDM music on his little Serratos. I don't know what's going on here, but they're going to have a match. Carly Bright will wrestle Ren Sinclair, who is looking to impress the No Quarter Catch crew. I don't know who the National Wrestling Alliance really has right now under their employ. I know Carrie Morton is there. There's a handful of people that are over there. They had Matty Renkowski, and, you know, it's not like the level that it was at where when they would lose Ricky Starks and L.A. Knight and Mercedes, there were a ton of people, not Mercedes Moné, but the former ROH, the current ROH wrestler. But, like, you know, losing Matty Renkowski was a big deal because obviously she's got a huge personality, and Tavion Heights is going to be gone for some time because he's going to be going over to Japan along with Josh Briggs for this N1 Victory Tournament. So they're adding a new twist into the mix, and what an NXT twist it is by involving bringing a girl into the club, and we'll see how this affects her and everybody's relationship in the group. Brooks Jensen against Josh Briggs in a no disqualification match, and I would assume this is going to be the write-off for Josh Briggs. I would assume, again, I've been talking about this now for the last couple of days, that Sean Spears, I feel as though, is going to get involved in this. Maybe they can injure Josh Briggs and send him along his way, and then we can have Brooks Jensen and Sean Spears together as a team. I don't know if it's the best thing in the world, but it may actually make Brooks Jensen stand out in the long run. As I mentioned, the N1 Victory Tour begins on August 4th. Josh Briggs and Tavion Heights are both scheduled to be a part of that. Darby Allin spoke recently. I don't know about today, but that's when it was posted up to the website. He believes that the current day AEW product is a huge improvement over the promotion's early years. Allin told UpRocks, "The shows are so much better. I feel like you kind of have to throw crap at the wall and see what sticks for the first few years." He also feels another reason why is because the wrestlers that he considered mid or worse are gone. He added, "To get on Dynamite, you really have to be good. It's no longer, oh, you know, I'm friends with this guy, so I'm going to have to give him a handout and just put him on the show. It's not about that anymore. You got to put up, you got to perform, and you got to actually bust your ass or you're not going to get on the show. And a lot of the people that were not good were weeded out in the first couple of years." Doesn't actually give any names in any of that. So after launching in October of 2019, Dynamite celebrated its 250th episode last week. Dynamite is tomorrow night on TBS from the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. The majority of the show will be Blood and Guts, the AEW's War Games style match. The Young Bucks, Jack Perry, Kazuchika Okada, and the Hangman against the acclaimed Darby Allin, ROH World Champion Mark Briscoe, and AEW World Champion Swerve Strickland. Last Saturday on Collision, for those of you who saw that show, Briscoe cut a promo on Roderick Strong leading into their world title match at Death Before Dishonor this coming Friday. Time to take that belt off of Mark Briscoe. Go ahead. Put it on a former ROH world champion. I believe he was, at least. I know he was a TV champion multiple times, but put it on Roderick Strong. The Kingdom is there anyway. Bennett and Taven are the ROH world tag team champions. Go ahead and do that bit over there. It's probably for the best that Roderick Strong disappears for a while off the AEW main roster. I mean, unless Adam Cole is there, I mean, you kind of have done everything that you're going to do with him. You know, he's not going to be involved in any type of way with MJF or anything like that. At least I hope that wouldn't be the case. So go ahead, move him over to ROH and move Mark Briscoe over to the main AEW roster. You need him. You need the promos every week. You need to do something good with him. I'd like to see that. Also coming up, Chris Jericho against Minoru Suzuki with the Learning Tree banned from ringside. I could have sworn we've had Chris Jericho and Minoru Suzuki in the ring with each other one-on-one. It just felt that way. And that's not the case. If you look back, it's been all tag team matches, multiple person matches that they've been in the ring with each other. And many of those times with Sammy Guevara. And I would assume because the learning tree is banned from ringside that Sammy is going to play some part in the finish tonight. But I don't know. As far as them having this one-on-one match, I don't want to say I'm over Minoru Suzuki, but I'm something about Jericho and Suzuki. It feels old, even though it's a new match that hasn't happened before. Dr. Britt Baker against Hikaru Shida in Baker's first match since September 16th. We've got Hikaru Shida now showing a little bit of an edge. Accidentally broke Sky Blue's ankle with her dive last week on Collision, then cut a heel promo saying she wanted competition and she was going to face off against Britt Baker. So there you go. The glamour, Mariah May, will make her wrestling debut. It is not the glamorous one. It's not the glamorous. It's the glamour, which I assume is because that's all they could trademark, I guess. I have absolutely no idea, but the glamour, Mariah May. And international champion MJF is also going to cut a promo that hopefully will be interrupted by Will Ospreay, because those guys going back and forth with each other is always money. So hopefully it's a good show. They had a good rating last week. After we get back from break, we'll get into some of those ratings, get into a deal they also made with the Southland Conference, and hopefully Filthy can join us because I want to see how many of the teams that he can name in the Southland Conference. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Wrestling Observer Live, crisis averted. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us right now. You cannot see this, radio listeners or podcast listeners, but if you're watching on video, Lawler Lady 24, it wasn't even a chick.
Choke.
Oh, a choke.
Good God.
And look, it's a very small screen you're in right now for me, all right?
That's a massive difference in what the shirt says. It wasn't even a choke, is
you
what it
says. You
want
to explain that to everybody here?
Yeah, it's in reference to those of you, the limited amount of people out there who probably train Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or another grappling art. It's in reference to people who get guillotined or face cranked and tap out and they go, it was more of a crank. It wasn't even a choke, as kind of a detriment to your technique and ability to defeat them.
Oh, really? Now, does anyone actually ever listen to that? And like, I guess they do if it's passed around so much, or is it just a knee-jerk reaction that gets laughed at every time?
It happens pretty common, actually.
Now, do you
a way to discredit somebody's grappling skills?
Now, do you plan on using any face cranks or possibly illegal fish hooks against Brutus Creed here coming up this Sunday at Bloodsport 11 here? Because you haven't been on this show since that fight has been announced. You and Brutus Creed as part of this show, and as far as I go, it's the main event, obviously.
I'm going to bring everything I have, Mike, whether it's fish hooks, punches, cross faces, neck cranks, wizardry. We saw he can't hang with the Wyatt Six last night. I didn't see him out there defending Chad Gable. So maybe I'll bring a little bit of wizardry and magic to the ring. Who knows?
Sorcerer Tom Lawler?
No, probably not. It is Bloodsport. I don't think you're going to get the sorcerer Tom Lawler.
Matt Mikowski and Julius Creed, Charlie Dempsey and Hoyce Isaacs. Your former protege, your former partner, your former homie in Team Filthy. He's going out there against Charlie Dempsey. You think of that?
Yeah. My prediction is that Hoyce loses. If I was a betting man, if I was in his corner, perhaps he'd have a chance. Matt Mikowski and I also have some history, past training partners, actually, years ago, like 15
really?
Years ago. Yeah. 15 years ago, Matt and I used to train together a little bit. We faced off against each other. We've teamed with each other. So how apropos is it that he gets the other Creed brother and I get to welcome Brutus?
You know, I wish there were a little bit of gimmicks on this show, and I know it's not about gimmicks, it's about Bloodsport, damn it. But Homicide and Mike Santana in a bodega fight of some kind where you just lock them in a bodega and just have them go at it, just broken bottles and craziness everywhere. That would be fantastic.
Chili cheese Fritos.
Chopped cheeses getting thrown about and whatnot.
Empanadas left and right.
Miyu Yamashita and Shayna Baszler. Has Miyu Yamashita ever been on one of these shows? Hey, I like that fight too. That's a different matchup.
Can you do me a favor and name a bad match on this show real quick? Because they just seem to be getting better and better, as you mentioned.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the other two that have been announced so far: Jody Threat and Masha Slamovich, and I believe that's Jody Threat's first shot on the show. And Speedball Mike Bailey against Akira.
Yeah, Timothy Thatcher versus Josh Woods.
Uh-huh.
I have never seen a bad Masha Slamovich match.
No.
What I'm trying to think. I have seen a lot of Masha Slamovich on independent shows, and I'm trying to think of a time when she didn't have a good match. Same with Miyu Yamashita.
Yeah.
Mike Bailey.
Well, one thing I like about
I'm probably the worst guy on the show. I think about it.
So wait a second. Are you thinking now that maybe they booked you to be the Rusty Brooks? They booked you to be Barry Horowitz here to come in and look at the lights here against
Brutus Creed? One of the Mulkies?
Oh, my. You're James Buster Douglas at the Tokyo Dome right now. That's what they think.
Hey,
about
well,
you.
That's fine if I'm James Buster Douglas at the Tokyo Dome. I'll take that. We know how that turned out. But
just don't be.
I hope Josh Barnett didn't look at this card, look at Brutus Creed, and go like, this is my new Bob Sapp.
Oh no!
This is how we're doing it. We're throwing guys out there.
Well, if that's the case, after I face him,
he's gonna have to face like 100. He's gonna have to face 130-pound guy like Bob Sapp. Got thrown Tamura. Poor Tamura.
Well, there was a thing in Japan, like, you have a shot to win by disqualification. Remember, they used to hang that on a lot of foreigners, a lot of guys. You know, Sapp lost by DQ, this person lost by cut stop. You know, there was always something where they would hang a defeat on somebody.
Or, coincidentally, or not coincidentally, that wouldn't be the correct term, but they would also dish out yellow and red cards left and right to take money back. For the promotion.
Rulon Gardner.
Well.
That was one of the great examples of you got a U.S. Olympian who goes over this great story, the snowmobile, all that stuff happens. He's going to have his first MMA fight. He goes over there. They yellow carded him, and again, the loss of money kind of one of the things I'm sure that soured him on MMA. I'm sure there were several things, but cutting his money was certainly one.
Yeah, Rulon Gardner defeated Yoshida, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
That was his name? In his first and only MMA fight.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tom?
Yeah. Well, on the subject of Rulon Gardner, before we move away, we do have the Olympics coming up soon in a week or two, so don't forget the great USA freestyle wrestling team, men's and women's, that we'll have competing. On NBC, on Peacock, all over the place in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I covered that for the site once. Long story, though. We'll get back to that. AEW and the Southland Conference got together. Now, Tom, unless you're a degenerate gambler, you probably have no idea what the Southland Conference is. They are 12 schools very close to each other in Texas and Louisiana. And AEW and the conference announced on Monday that they'll be teaming up to provide custom title belts to all of the winners of their conference tournaments. And as part of the deal, Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler will have a special message even on Wednesday during the Southland Football Opening Drive, which streams at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on ESPN+. WWE has these types of deals. They have them with the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NHL. They just signed one with them. They have the Southeastern Conference. They have the Big Ten Conference. They have a lot of big stuff. Kind of feels like maybe AEW is getting in on this a little bit late here. But the Southland Conference, I guess they're going to get some shine out of this. Can you name any of the schools in the Southland Conference?
Without looking on Wikipedia?
Yes. Even if you're close on some of these, I think I might give you a point.
No, even looking at Wikipedia, I'm not familiar with any of these schools. Should I name them?
You don't know anything about the University of Texas Rio Grande? Rio Grande Valley.
No. What about Incarnate Word?
No.
The Incarnate Word Cardinals.
the University of the Incarnate Word. Yeah, Texas A&M Commerce.
The Nichols Colonels. McNeese. I believe I actually may have heard of McNeese. Maybe not.
Yeah, Lamar.
No. Odom?
No, or Jackson. That's the Gant, first thing I always think of.
The great deadlifter?
No.
No. No.
Yeah, Houston Christian, which apparently underwent a facelift from Houston Baptist a couple years ago. So you got them. So you never know what could happen here in the future. FTR could show up alongside Tony Khan when Stephen F. Austin wins the National Women's Diving Championship in Division III or something like that, and they're going to get a belt out of the deal. So good for them.
Hey, anything that gets the AEW name out there in the media like this, I think it's good, right? We saw some news stories pick up on Tony Khan and the neck brace. That was kind of cool. So
yeah, but they can never maintain anything. You know, Bootleg Kev, you know, is a podcast that hip-hop people know. And, you know, if you look at the, again, growing, but it's one of those things that was out there. And Swerve was on there, and there was nothing. You know, he goes to these places and kind of seems to do his own media, or some people will be in certain places, and they don't push it. And to me, that's important that they do push it, not necessarily for their fan base, their hardcore fans, but again, just putting it out there and trying to saturate people with the fact that they exist, especially as WWE just is such a monster right now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're not going to have the, like, WWE has all the advantages going in, right? And oh, yeah. AEW has to overcome these things. And, you know, it's an uphill battle. And now they're doing it in the hill country in Texas.
They are indeed. And it's been an uphill battle when it's come to ratings this year for AEW. But they've been getting some good news. They got good news last week for Dynamite. They got some good news this week for Collision. I'll let you know what that is and get into a whole lot more when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. and ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Going to try to get to as much of the Raw review as I can, but ratings better? Well, not for Rampage, but who cares? It's Rampage. Throw that out. They were down 15% this week. SmackDown was down a negligible amount, did very well last Friday. And then AEW Collision did very well by its standards. 472,000 viewers, up 30.4% from last week. Largest total audience since May 18th, and is Collision's fourth largest viewership of the year to date. The show drew a 0.15 in the 18 to 49-year-old demo, up 7% from last week, and ties the second highest rating the show has done in that category for the entire year. So bodes well for Wednesday's Dynamite, which finally got out of the doldrums last week because of MJF and Will Ospreay, 795,000 viewers. That match, I don't think, was ever below anywhere near like 840,000 or something like that. They need to kill off the post-match or the post-show overrun, which actually was the only thing under 700,000 last week. Get rid of the... Am I wrong, Filthy? If the overrun is actually declining and doesn't benefit you at all, wouldn't you say get rid of it?
You already have 5 hours of programming during the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And if things were hot or you had a reason to go over,
no,
fine.
No. I think the only reason that you go over is if you're head-to-head. I think that's the only time it makes sense. I don't need to watch 2 hours and 15 minutes of wrestling when there's going to be another 3 hours a few days later that I should... that I should be paying attention to, conceivably.
There's multiple days that are hours long of the G1. Not going to get into it because, well, we don't have time to get into it. It's time for the world-famous Monday Night Raw. Actually, no, it's not. Do we have to lead into the Raw review? Look, if we'll get to what we can with it, but did you see Rikishi is pissed?
Yes, I did.
So everybody up on the website right now, there's a story up there where Rikishi has got his own podcast, and he is not happy with the treatment of his son, Jey Uso. Quote, "Why do you not push or give the most popular baby face in my eyes, be it my son or not, if the Yeet Master or the Yeet Man is over, whatever is the problem, not giving this guy, you know, some type of title or something?" That's what he asked on the show. "It would only be good for business, wouldn't it?" Rikishi continued to address Uso's booking and his concerns regarding his son's storyline heading into SummerSlam by saying, quote, "I get hot when I'm talking about this because whether it's my son or somebody else, the kid worked hard. They conquered the tag team. What else is there to do now? He breaks it off with Yeet. He does his thing here, and it's not like they're giving the gas pedal to him." Before I go on, what do you think about Rikishi being very protective of his son?
Well, what I will
besides
say...
besides him somehow believing it's real.
Rikishi said that he would go to bat for anybody in this situation, even if it wasn't his son. Well, I haven't heard him do that for anybody else. So,
well, you haven't listened to the podcast question enough, that. I guess. You
know? I guess not. I don't know. I mean, sure, you could do more with Jey Uso, but to go from, think about it, to go from being a tag guy, and not only that, a tag team in a made up of twins, in which I don't think there's ever been a case in which one guy has broken out and become a single star in a twin tag team before. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, we had, I guess, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, they would have been the most successful ones, right? So I think Jey Uso has done a phenomenal job.
He was way over than Bill Mulkey. That's,
I think Jey Uso has done a great job moving up the card. But there's a ton of guys that deserve title opportunities. And, I mean, I'm sure he's going to get one in due time.
I think it looks like maybe
he and Sami Zayn, after Sami Zayn gets murdered by Braun Breaker at SummerSlam, maybe him and Sami Zayn will get a shot at the Judgment Day in a return match for the tag titles.
That seems to be one of Rikishi's problems, though, is the fact that he's entering into this. He says, quote, SummerSlam, where's Yeet? I don't know. Let's write him in like he likes Mommy. That's the best those writers got? Let's write this guy into a relationship with Mommy? What are y'all trying to do? Break his marriage up? You can't put him in a good storyline, so what are you going to do now? God forbid you guys try to tell him or tell her to tongue-kiss each other on Raw. That better not happen. Is he jumping the gun on this?
Hey, maybe he knows more than we do. But
maybe.
It's very odd to hear somebody upset with their son being inserted into the top storyline on the show that they are on. But, hey, I understand. Hey, he's looking at the past history, and things usually don't turn out so great for couples when you have other people inserted into their love storylines. So
that's
I understand
been the
his trepidation.
You know, bring in your wife, you're going to lose your wife, you know, your significant other. But Monday Night Raw, Jey Uso was there. Gunther opened the show by coming out of the ring and cutting a promo. Damian Priest, he ran him down again. He came out immediately, didn't say a word, just did what he should have done, which is punch Gunther right in the face. They started going back and forth with each other, with the referees and security breaking them up. Then after a commercial break, they were still fighting. Priest attacked him again. Adam Pearce and the security was able to get him separated, which led in to the number one contendership for Sami Zayn's Intercontinental title, Braun Breaker against Ilya Dragunov. As Tom mentioned, Braun Breaker won this match. I mean, these two guys are perfect for each other. I mean, do you like the Breakensteiner? That's what they're calling it now?
Braun Breaker is great at killing guys, and there's perhaps no one better on the planet than getting killed than Ilya Dragunov. He's right up there with that Bloodsport lineup. I don't know that I've ever seen a bad Ilya Dragunov match. Some people online claimed that they did a few times, but I still haven't seen it happen. He can go from having a dead crowd to having them rabid by the end of his performance. And, I mean, maybe my favorite guy to watch in the entire world right now.
Did you like the finish? Dragunov dove off the apron to the outside. Breaker speared him. Cole immediately started talking about Dragunov hitting his head on the back of the ring apron, so the referee called it off, awarded the win to Braun. They didn't like it, although they still cheered Braun, you know, when he was announced as the victor. I mean, it did what it needed to do, I guess. They want to protect Ilya Dragunov.
By murdering him on the floor and having him taken out by the refs?
But he can say when he's going like this that you never pinned me, Braun. You know what I mean? You could always go back to that at some point, especially maybe if, again, him and Gunther are going to have to get into it at some point, right? not yet, but it's coming. You know it.
Well, Ilya Dragunov's going to need some wins before he gets up there to face Gunther, the world champion. No,
but you start by not losing. That's what they had going on there.
They had a phenomenal match. What was it? Maybe a month ago? Too much in the same vein of this one, where like the crowd's not too into it to begin, and then, you know, as these guys are wrestling, they just can't help themselves but to go crazy for it.
They're unsinkable, and Braun is so good already with how he reacts, and it just the whole thing. It's they are perfectly made for each other. Got to move on here. Sonya Deville defeated Lyra Valkyrie in about 8 minutes. Before this, Rhea addressed the Judgment Day minus Priest. She wanted some answers. She didn't get the answers that she wanted. She just wanted everybody to stay away from Jey Uso. Then it was time for confessions with Uncle Howdy. This time around, it was Nikki Cross. She was ignored and suffered in solitude. Howdy told her to take a look at herself, so she screamed, and it ended. It was very quick, this one. Any thoughts on either this or the fact that Jelly Roll will be at SummerSlam?
I'm a big Jelly Roll fan, so I was happy to hear that. The hate goes on.
Do you believe he should be attacked by the Wyatt Six during his concert performance? Do you think he could do something with that?
I'd be worried for his health.
I look at him and I'm worried for his health now. But CM Punk then came out for an in-ring promo. This segment crossed into the top of the hour. Fired up Punk said he saw a surgeon on Saturday, told him he was cleared. So now that he is, he wanted to fight Drew, and he demanded Drew come out and get the beating that he deserved. Drew walked out, of course, faked like he was going to fight, then said no. Punk went after him. Security broke him up. Drew held up his bracelet, really pissed Punk off. Then Adam Pearce stormed out, told Punk that Drew is leaving something out of the story about not wanting to fight for Knight, and that is that they have made the match official for SummerSlam. Pearce adds, if there's any physicality between the two, the match is off, and whoever throws the first punch is suspended indefinitely. He then introduces the special guest referee, who is Seth Rollins, who came out twirling around in a long baby blue jacket in the front. And
it was a blouse.
No, in the back, it was a women's cutoff blouse. In the front, it was like a long duster jacket. What the hell is that?
I have no answers for you.
Can you buy that off the rack somewhere? Is that available in Vegas? Can you go to Vegas and get something like that?
I don't think that's available anywhere on this planet besides Seth Rollins' closet.
Sami Zayn, long story short, cut a promo on Bron Breakker, skipping ahead some things of the show here, including a lot of Judgment Day drama, which built up to the end. But Sami Zayn cut a promo on being ready for Bron Breakker at SummerSlam. During it, the old ruckus was heard, and he runs over, and the Judgment Day is beating up on Jay and makes the save. What led into this was the fact that it seemed to me as if Finn Balor was setting up Dominic Mysterio to just happen to walk past Liv Morgan, which, of course, Carlito spilled the beans on later on, which really pissed off Rhea. What pisses me off is seeing Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain always out there in the mix. They beat Xavier Woods, Tozawa, and Otis, Tom. Any thoughts on this or the fact that Chad Gable is so petty that he wanted after the match for Otis, Tozawa, and Maxine to stay in the ring in order to laugh at them? That's a level of petty that I can really appreciate.
He did want Otis back in the fold. He said, look, the Wyatt Six is not only after us, but they're after you, and you guys could use some backup. And Otis, not into it.
No. Said no. They got into it. Otis actually grabbed Chad, which led to the Creeds, you know, turning up the heat on him. So it was almost there for Otis to lay out Chad, but it didn't happen. The Creeds were about to beat on Otis outside the ring with chairs. When the lights went out, it became spooky time. The Wyatt Six came out on the ramp as Uncle Howdy appeared behind Chad Gable in the ring and then laid him out with the Sister Abigail.
If they hadn't got to those Creeds, I would have. I was on my way out there to take Brutus down.
Well, you got held up by Liv Morgan up in the stands. We'll get to that in a
minute. Yeah, she stole my shorts.
In a minute here. Bronson Reed against Pete Dunne was supposed to happen, but Sheamus came out, beat up Dunne. That led to Sheamus and Bronson Reed brawling. Dunne got back into it. Whole thing ended with Sheamus KOing Reed with the brogue kick. So all three of them should face each other at SummerSlam. Then Rhea yelled at the Judgment Day about attacking Jay. After a break, this is where Carlito spilled the beans. She grabbed Dominic by the ear, dragged him to the ring, and said, Rhea, if you want him, or Liv, if you want him, come get him. And Liv goes out there in her very short shorts, cuts a promo from way in the crowd, Tom, and she thinks that Dom is going to say, I love you, but instead he screams, I hate you, Liv, you're stupid, are you deaf? And then something in Spanish, and then, I don't like you, you've ruined my life, over and over again. Then more Spanish, then, I can't stand you, you've ruined everything for me. And then he finished off and trailed off in more Spanish. So, are you involved and invested into this whole thing?
Oh, and then at the end, Rhea grabs him by the face, whispers some sweet nothings into his ear, and then licked him.
Licked his face. Yeah, got verklempt there saying that, just like Michael Cole did when he was trying to say it. Liv Morgan stormed away in tears. And then it was actually time damn near for the main event, like it is for this show, which we'll get to when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you
have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you, stumbling through this Raw review, trying to go fast with it. Zoe Stark faced Zelina Vega. They were a bunch of nine-minute matches on this show. This was one of them. They all had commercial breaks in them. This did. And Zelina Vega got the win over Zoe Stark.
Mike.
Yeah?
Did you see the celebration symbol that this team did?
No.
Sonya, Zoe, and Shayna?
I mean, I remember they were standing there in the ring, but I don't remember what their celebration was. What was it?
They all put their... You just got to find a picture. I don't feel right saying it over there.
Another awesome Gunther video package hyping himself up and running down Damian Priest as well as the rest of the division aired. There was some extra on there for Seth Rollins, I noticed, during that whole thing, and then it was time for the main event. Jey Uso and Sami Zayn defeated Finn Balor and JD McDonagh in about 17 minutes. Carlito and Dom got involved during the match. Sami hit the Huluva kick on JD. Followed by Jey hitting the frog splash for the pin. They made a big deal out of the fact that it was a non-title match and the champions lost. And as you mentioned, Bron Breakker is going to beat Sami Zayn. He killed him with a spear after the match, slid away from Jey Uso. So, yeah, hard for me to believe that he's not going to be the Intercontinental Champion. And the way that Rhea Ripley is talking about the fact that the Judgment Day is involved with Jey Uso and Sami Zayn, they're probably going to be involved in the tag picture. Want to put an exclamation point on this?
Yeah, put a frame on that picture.
Exactly. Bloodsport 11 coming up Sunday, July 28th. Filthy Tom Lawler, Brutus Creed. You can watch this on Triller TV. Don't worry, everybody. Big Boss Man Brian Alvarez will be back tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to be or not. I'm going to the beach. Bye.